No, I just made an escape to the Studio Salon and Spa. I started my escape with a new style. Then after learning about the studio's 100% organic product line, I decided to get some highlights and topped off my visit with a mini facial and massage.
Sounds like my kind of escape.
Well, what are you waiting for? Go to thestudiosalonandspa.com and start planning your escape today.
The Studio Salon and Spa, 954-1121. That's 954-1121.
License number CFCO 57648.
Hi, I'm John Miller, owner of Aqua Plumbing and Air. Since I started Aqua 35 years ago, it is amazing how many new inventions have entered the plumbing and air conditioning market in this short time. Innovations such as tankless water heaters, filterless AC systems, motion sensor fixtures, 1.5 gallon toilets and waterless urinals, solar energy, dozens more great ideas. And you can be sure, whatever the latest innovation, Aqua will be the first to test it and carry it. Aqua Plumbing and Air, 366-7676.
Thousands of law-abiding Americans have turned to Power Tax Relief. Honest people just like you, whose circumstances left them owing more taxes than they could pay.
We ended up taking our $140,000 in tax debt and paid it off for $20,000.
I took my $48,000 tax debt down to $400.
Call 1-800-352-6909. That's 1-800-352-6909.
Hungry? What sounds good? How about new classic wings at Checkers? That's right, chicken wings. Just the way you like them. Big and meaty. Sauce and tossed. Serve it up Asian kick. Honey barbecue. Garlic parmesan. Medium buffalo or extra hot angry buffalo. You can get them party sized, family sized, or just enough for you. It's wing heaven for wing lovers. Little place, big taste. That's Checkers.
Your home for Neil Bortz, News Talk 1220, WSRQ.
Good morning and welcome to your Suncoast Morning News. I'm your host, Matt Bruce, WSRQ News Time 8:15. Currently 76 degrees outside. We've got a little bit of a wind out of the east, 5 miles an hour. Some clouds downtown here in Sarasota. Partly cloudy in the area. The humidity 82%. Barometric pressure 30.03 inches. Visibility at 10 miles. Well, could the Buccaneers games be blocked out this season, blacked out in the area? They sure as heck could be, because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are facing the possibility of empty seats this fall at Raymond James Stadium. Now, enough empty seats that the games may not be on local television is a real possibility, because with ticket sales sagging, the team could be playing games before non-sold-out crowds, and that would create local blackouts unless the games were not sold out within 72 hours before the kickoff. Now, Bucs fans at the training camp yesterday that were interviewed were not pleased about that possibility, and one person said it'll be a total letdown, but he'll still be sitting at home watching on television because he said he couldn't afford to pay for the games. Meanwhile, the Bucs have announced, in an attempt to spur ticket sales, they're offering special pricing on individual tickets, payment plans for season ticket packages, and half-season ticket specials and group discount rates. The Bucs will play their first home preseason game on August the 27th against Miami and open the regular season at home against Dallas on September the 13th. The team plays preseason games on the road. Their first game will be August the 15th at Tennessee against the Tennessee Titans. Taking a look at sports last night in the American League, the Cleveland Indians beat the Minnesota Twins 2-1. The Detroit Tigers 7-3 over the Baltimore Orioles, coming our way in 2010 with spring training. The LA Angels 9, the Chicago White Sox 5, the Texas Rangers 6, the Oakland Athletics 4, the Kansas City Royals 8, the Seattle Mariners 2, and by the way, the Tampa Bay Rays travel to Seattle tonight. The game time will be 10 p.m. You'll hear it here on WSRQ Radio 1220 here in Sarasota. And not to forget that the New York Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox. I saved it for last.
Oh,
13-6. And John Smoltz. 0-8.
0-8.
What the heck is his ERA right now?
I have no idea.
It's got to be over 10.
It's definitely over 10. I mean, the highlights, I think, of last game, I know Victor Martinez had a great tag, tagged out Jorge Posada at home plate, and I know Jacoby made some killer relay throws and some catches out in the field. But John Smoltz, he allowed 8 runs on 9 hits over 3 1/3 innings.
Well, that's over 10 ERA right alone by itself. Matter of fact, that's
horrible.
About a 20.
Yeah.
Because they triple the innings or something like that.
And there's, that was his worst outing as a member of the Sox.
Well, it might have been his last.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, taking a look at the National League, it was the Washington Nationals 12 over the Florida Marlins 8, and the Marlins need to get it going if they want to do anything in the NL East. The Philadelphia Phillies 3, the Colorado Rockies 1, the Arizona Diamondbacks 11, the Pittsburgh Pirates 6. It was the San Diego Padres 8, the New York Mets 3, the LA Dodgers 5, the Atlanta Braves 4, and in the WNBA last night, the Atlanta Dream 92 over the San Antonio Silver Stars 84, and the LA Sparks 78 over the Seattle Storm 72. One game in Major League Soccer, it was Dallas 1, Houston nothing. And Coach Bobby Bowden now is sitting and waiting on the NCAA decision about his one on a winning and loss record, as the NCAA failed on Thursday to stop a media lawsuit seeking access to documents on the academic cheating scandal at Florida State University under state public records laws. Now, Circuit Judge Court John C. Cooper rejected the NCAA's motions to dismiss the case for a summary judgment, in other words, a judgment of money. He also turned down motions from the Associated Press and other media for a partial summary judgment in favor of releasing the documents. The suit by more than a dozen media companies accuses the NCAA and Florida State of violating the state's open record laws by denying public access to the documents on Florida State's appeal of a plan to strip coaches and athletes of wins in 10 different sports. The school's longtime football coach Bobby Bowden stands to lose 14 victories as part of the sanction, which would make it difficult, if not impossible, for him to overtake Penn State's Joe Paterno in their race to be the Major League College Football's winningest coach. Paterno now has 383 victories, one more than Bowden. So that will continue, and we'll just have to let you know what happens after that. Meanwhile, WSRQ News Time 820, current temperature 76 degrees. Taking a look at other sports news, the Minnesota Timberwolves have now got three finalists vying for the head coaching position there. Timberwolves president David Kahn is in the process of deciding between Lakers assistant coach Kurt Rambis, ESPN analyst Mark Jackson, and Houston assistant coach Elston Turner. Taking a look at NHL hockey news, Jeremy Renick made it official, announcing his retirement as an NHL player after 20 years in the league. Renick, although very emotional and choking up in San Jose, California yesterday, leaves the game as one of four Americans who have scored 500 or more goals in their career, and he will definitely be in the NHL Hockey Hall of Fame. Well, if you're a Gator fan, and you know that the Gators won the national football title last year, you'll know that the Superman quarterback Tim Tebow, number 15, is at it again. This year, it's not a sign of any motivational signs anywhere that you can see in the weight room or around the locker room. And it's not written as one of Florida's listed goals for the 2009 football season. But the players will tell you the desire, the drive is there for a perfect season. The Gators are in quest of the perfect season. That quest will began today before the sun came up with the start of their first preseason practice. No Florida team has ever made it through the season without a loss. The Gators were perfect, though, in the 1995 regular season, but got clobbered by Nebraska in the national championship game. However, the next year they came back and won their first title, 1996, and then under Urban Meyer, 2006-2008. So we'll see what happens as the Florida Gators go after the national title defense. WSRQ News Time 822. A rookie head coach here, the Tampa Bay Bucks, a rookie head coach, Raheem Morris, now says that he's imprinting his brand on a team that's going to act as old as the forward pass. He finds it necessary to prove themselves early in his tenure and their tenure. And the way he's going about doing that is by working his troops harder than his predecessor, because as you probably remember, former head coach John Gruden only had one-a-day practices, while head coach Raheem Morris has been having two-a-day practices. But today will be the first afternoon session that they have off, because football has been really rough this week on the team working in the heat. Now, Bucks quarterback coach Greg Olsen says a quarterback fight has ensued, as two of the veteran quarterbacks on the team now are vying for a starting position. Meanwhile, Quincy Black is going to be the only player on the team who's going to be watched closely, as he is now part of the stellar defense, which no longer has number 55, Derek Brooks, on the team. Now, the new 4-3 alignment will work with new defensive coordinator Jim Bates' scheme, and it looks like Quincy Black will be sitting there at the outside linebacker situation. WSRQ News Time is now 8:24 a.m. That's time for traffic. Here is Joe Zeppi.
Thank you very much, Matt, and good morning, everybody. The Sarasota Manatee County Traffic Update is brought to you by InkToYourDoor.com. I-75 north and southbound, still down to a 60-mile-per-hour crawl there as people race to work, and still working on that vehicle crash on Bee Ridge at the end of the southbound exit ramp coming from the north. U.S. 41 from Bradenton's moving south down to Venice, still has a 2 to 3 minute delay with the light cycles there. Fruitville Road, as you head eastbound towards the interstate, has a closed left lane heading east due to pavement. Due to paving, in the left lane. And our Sarasota Crossroads, Bay of Vista, Bee Ridge, and Clark Road picking up as you head towards downtown and picking up as you head towards I-75. That's your traffic report right now. It's 8:24. I'm Joe Zeppi for 1220 WSRQ.
Good Lord, don't battle traffic. InkToYourDoor.com delivers eco-friendly service and product at substantial saving. Just $11 for black and $16 for color with free delivery. InkToYourDoor.com, delivering quality, convenience, and more.
It should be mostly quiet in the overnight period with mostly cloudy skies, lots of high humidity. Rain chances are possible on coastal areas in the morning, 77 for a low temperature, but not widespread. 94 a high with a 50% rain chance throughout the day, but mostly in the inland areas in the afternoon. For Saturday, a little more sunshine with a high of 92 degrees, 77 in the morning. Only about a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. That'll cool you off, though. Southeast winds 5 to 10 knots, seas 1 to 2, a light chop on area waters. For 1220 WSRQ, I'm Storm Teammate Chief Meteorologist Steve Jervey.
And now, how to make your own talk radio station. First, get a radio station. Okay, this one will do. Next, surround yourself with people who talk. Then, and here's the tough part, make a difference. Air opinions.
I'll tell you what I think.
Shake up the town. Rattle cages. Take the hill, baby. Don't take no for an answer. Stop at nothing to ferret out the truth. Question authority. Hit it between the eyes. And finally, give it a catchy name. Like this.
1220 WSRQ, where Sarasota comes to talk.
Great news! There's never been a better time to buy a new air conditioning system. Between government tax credits, rebates from the manufacturers, and FP&L, your savings may add up to $4,300 on a new energy-efficient system that will keep you cool while saving you even more money for years to come. We also have financing options available, including up to 2 years, no interest. Call us at 941-488-9633, and we'll tell you all about it. Anderson Service for home and business. Quality service and the comfort you deserve.
Hey, your water equipment may need a tune-up. At Call Again, we provide a 10-point softener checkup, which includes checking your water hardness, salt levels, and sanitation of your system. Call Again will also explain equipment operation and adjust your system to maintain efficiency. This 10-point softener checkup also includes 2 bags of salt, all for $29.95. For more information, call Call Again at 877-460-2435 or visit them on the web at callagainsoftwater.com.
License number CAC029387.
Your air conditioning equipment will need a tune-up. At Power Air, we provide a 10-point air conditioning checkup, which includes checking unit operation, cool inspection, drain pan treatment with algicide, filter replacement, and more. Power Air will also explain equipment operation and adjust your system to maintain efficiency. All of this for $50. Unit must be working. For more information, call Power Air at 941-362-8801 for maintenance, service, and when your unit breaks. Call Power Air Conditioning at 941-362-8801.
1220 WSRQ, your home on the Suncoast for Neil Bortz.
How did you put this guy in office?
And Clark Howard.
Cash is king. Cash is king.
Where Sarasota comes to talk.
Good morning and welcome to your Suncoast Morning News. I'm your host, Matt Bruce, WSRQ News Time, 8:27. The current temperature, 76 degrees. We have partly cloudy skies here in downtown Sarasota. The visibility at the airport, though, is supposed to be 10 miles, and the Gulf water temperature is at 88 degrees. Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, here's your strange but true news. Well, a man fell some 40 feet off an escalator at the Trop in St. Pete after the game Wednesday night with the Boston Red Sox. A man broke several bones after he fell from an escalator in Tropicana Field. Jason Graham, 27 years old, suffered serious injuries after he fell nearly 40 feet from an escalator located near the food court. Now, here's why he fell. Witnesses say Graham was sitting side saddle on the handrail of the escalator when he fell some 40 feet, breaking bones in both of his legs and his hips and possibly his back. He was taken to Bayfront Medical Center on as a trauma alert, but a hospital supervisor this morning said his condition has since improved to good. Strange but true, you say? How about stupid and dumb? That's your strange but true news. And what's that you said, Zep? It's what else?
It sounds like it's hurtful, too. I don't.
Well, how could you, you know, first of all,
I broke my hip before, but that's.
Yeah, but was this guy sober?
I don't think so.
And riding side saddle on the handles of an escalator. Now, we've all been on an escalator. We know
sure.
what they're like.
You stand there.
That's right. And we know that on that sidebar, on those handles, okay, on
yep.
those escalators, you got no choice but to go down.
Down.
Okay. Now, he was up somewhere at the top of the level, obviously coming out of the seats way up in the nosebleed section.
Mm-hmm.
But still, the fact of the matter is, you don't do stuff like that.
No, he might have been so inebriated. He might have been thought of as a water slide of some sort, maybe.
Well,
maybe he spilled his beer and he thought he should.
He slid all right, but it wasn't into the water.
Too bad.
All right. Well, WSRQ News Time, 8:29. And let's take a look at what Senator Al Franken, presiding over the Judge Sonia Sotomayor hearing yesterday, had to say at the U.S. Senate.
The question is on the confirmation of Sonia Sotomayor of New York to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. On this vote, the yeas are 68 and the nays are 31. The nomination of Sonia Sotomayor of New York to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed. The Senator, the Majority Leader.
I suggest the absence of quorum.
The clerk will call the roll.
All right. Well, that was Senator Al Franken from Minnesota, and he just forgot one little thing, and that was to call a quorum, to call the meeting to order. But other than that, you know, what the heck, he was doing all right.
Yeah, he did okay. I mean, rookie, you know.
Yeah, and he did get some laughter out of it, and, you know, being that the fact that he's a comedian, that might have been done a little bit on purpose, but a laughter never hurt either, did it?
Absolutely not.
Well, I'll tell you what, the White House now has a dual strategy to defeat terrorism, as the Obama administration has mapped out a dual approach now to defeating terrorism, fusing military strikes against insurgents with a commitment to pump economic development, a political aid and training into countries that are considered safe havens for once militant groups. Now, John Brennan, a top White House advisor, has said that the U.S. must harness its economic power to help nations increase their security and dissuade their citizens from turning to violence. He cited Somalia as an example. Brennan's speech covered familiar ground, echoing calls from senior leaders, including Defense Secretary Robert Gates, for the U.S. government to use more soft power to defeat terrorism. Now, since November of 2007, Gates has been arguing that the military alone cannot solve the problem. Speaking at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Brennan offered no details on how much the cash-strapped administration would be willing to pour into known terror havens, which range from rain-racked Afghanistan to poverty-stricken Somalia and Yemen. Those nations have pleaded for millions of dollars more in financial aid, along with funds for trucks, helicopters, and other equipment. WSRQ News Time, 8:31. The current temperature, Sarasota Bradenton International, 76 degrees. We do have a light wind out of the east at 5 miles an hour. Our humidity is at 82%. Barometric pressure 30.03. The visibility 10 miles at the airport. And if you're going to the beach today, Storm Team 8 tells us that the winds will be out of the southeast with a sea breeze to 10 miles an hour. The UV index will be 10, which will be very high. You'll need extra sunblock again today. The surf 1 to 2 feet. Gulf water temperature 88 degrees. The sunset tonight at 8:15. And there is a 40% chance of scattered thundershowers and storms in the area. That from Storm Team 8 weather. Well, in Washington, D.C., representatives of some of the nation's largest transit agencies testified before the Senate, saying that there was a need for more federal subsidies despite growing ridership around the country. According to one official, increased federal spending on public transportation will encourage more people to get out of their cars. The leaders of the Chicago, Atlanta, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. mass transit agencies testified before the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Development Subcommittee on Housing, Transportation, and Community Development, and
and called for more federal dollars to keep their systems running, a position supported by the subcommittee's chairman, Senator Robert Menendez. Now, the other agencies that were attending, one of them, head of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, Joe Cato, said he called on Congress to include funding for transit projects in the climate change bill currently being developed and to create incentives for sensible transit-oriented development policies. Taking a look at a Zogby poll that's come out now, this is a brand new poll today that says that most likely voters, 53%, believe that President Barack Obama's economic policies will translate into debt for future generations, although younger voters are more likely to take the view that the president is making an investment in America's future. Now, 38% of likely voters believe the president's approach in dealing with the U.S. economy is an investment for future generations of Americans. Another 10% are not sure. 60% of the self-described political independents view President Obama's policies as leading us to debt, while just 28% think they're an investment. Moderate voters are evenly split at 43%. The interactive survey was taken of 4,470 likely voters nationwide and was conducted between August the 1st and August the 4th, 2009. It carries a margin of error of 1.5%. WSRQ News Time 8:34. We're about 2 minutes away from the next traffic report. The Florida bar has suspended a Northport attorney's license for 90 days because he prepared a will for a client that included himself as a beneficiary. Attorney Philip F. Feloza befriended an elderly woman in Massachusetts where he also practiced law. And he said she wanted him to prepare a will, bar records according to the state disclose. When the woman wanted to put Feloza in her will, he told her to hire another attorney, but she refused, and Feloza prepared the document himself, the records say. Attorney rules in the state of Florida prevent them from preparing legal documents, such as a will, where they are the beneficiary if they're not related to the person. In news coming out of Northport, police report uncovering 260 pounds of marijuana from a grow house on Alban Avenue and what investigators are calling one of the largest marijuana cultivation discoveries to date. No arrests have been made, and the house at 3811 Alban Avenue is still under investigation. Authorities found out about the house through a tip from a neighbor. With falling home prices and soaring foreclosures, the houses in the area can be bought or rented cheaply and are secluded enough to hide the extent of equipment used to grow plants. WSRQ News Time 8:36. That's time for traffic. And here's Joseph.
Thank you very much, Matt. And good morning, everybody. The Sarasota Manatee County Traffic Update is brought to you by InkToYourDoor.com. Well, I-75 north and south is down to a 60-mile-per-hour crawl as people race to work this morning. Work crews are almost finished cleaning up that vehicle crash on B Ridge at the end of the southbound exit ramp off I-75 from the north side. And US 41 from Bradenton moving south down to Venice and US 301 North Washington Boulevard still has that 2 to 3 minute delays because of the traffic light cycle. That's your traffic report. It's 8:37 right now on 1220 WSRQ.
Good Lord, don't battle traffic. InkToYourDoor.com delivers eco-friendly service and product at substantial saving. Just $11 for black and $16 for color with free delivery. InkToYourDoor.com, delivering quality, convenience, and more.
It should be mostly quiet in the overnight period with mostly cloudy skies, lots of high humidity. Rain chances are possible on coastal areas in the morning, 77 for a low temperature, but not widespread. 94 a high with a 50% rain chance throughout the day, but mostly in the inland areas in the afternoon. For Saturday, a little more sunshine with a high of 92 degrees, 77 in the morning. Only about a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. That'll cool you off, though. Southeast winds 5 to 10 knots, seas 1 to 2, a light chop on area waters. For 1220 WSRQ, I'm Storm Teammate Chief Meteorologist Steve Jervey.
I'm Renee with a tip that will save your business time and money. At Anderson Service, we offer annual service agreements for businesses and building owners. One set fee does it all, covering maintenance and parts and labor on repairs for your air conditioning, refrigeration, and ice machines, so you can focus on your business, not the equipment in your building. One call to Anderson Service, problem solved. 941-488-9633. Quality service and the comfort you deserve.
You want to watch the big game? Your family wants to eat out. No need to fight about it. Just go to Bogey's, home of great freshly made food. And get this, 34 televisions. Its pizza is the best around because they make their own dough, and their wings and hamburgers are award-winning because they're always fresh, never frozen. Game not on? Stop by for their daily happy hour with fantastic drink specials. Bogey's, now with two locations, In Venice, the original at 652 East Venice Avenue, and the newest in Bradenton at 7230 52nd Place East, next to Chick-fil-A on State Route 70. Bogey's, where good sports come to play.
Bouchard Insurance is your home for all your insurance needs. Whether it's for personal or business, Bouchard Insurance has the right product for you. From auto to life to homeowner needs, Bouchard Insurance has what you need. They're located at 5310 Clark Road in Sarasota. For more information, call 941-922-0245. That's 941-922-0245, or visit them on the web at bouchardinsurance.com.
Are you a business owner looking for office space with a great location that is actually affordable? Well, look no further. 1,500 square feet of downtown bliss awaits you. Just over $1 a square foot, steps from the courthouse and Main Street makes this an ideal office for lawyers or any business professionals. A great office space with a loft is available for immediate occupancy. Located at 2127 Ringling Boulevard. Call 955-5990 for details. That's 955-5990.
Join me, attorney Cynthia Riddell, for Debt Solutions, Saturdays 4 to 5 on WSRQ, where we'll take phone calls and discuss short sales, deeds in lieu of foreclosure, foreclosure defense, and bankruptcy.
Sarasota owned and Sarasota operated, 1220 WSRQ.
Good morning and welcome to your Suncoast Morning News. I'm your host, Matt Bruce. WSR News Time, WSRQ News Time is 8:39. I need another cup of coffee. The current temperature is 76 degrees. And Zep, here's a feel-good story for the day.
I want to hear it.
A brother firefighter, George Otley of the St. Petersburg Fire Department, reported his 2003 maroon Yukon was stolen Tuesday afternoon. Now, inside that vehicle, which was left running and the doors locked, was his white Labrador Retriever. That was stolen along with the SUV.
Wow.
Well, his dog, Hannah, is a service dog. It's a fire investigation dog. It's what we call a arson dog.
Right.
Now, it was inside the vehicle. The SUV was parked. The keys of the ignition, air conditioning, all that were on. Otley was inside an apartment at 6565 Fifth Avenue South for just a few minutes visiting. When he returned back to the truck, it was gone. The dog was gone. Well, they found the truck. They didn't find the dog. However, last night, in the neighborhood where they found the truck, they found the dog.
That's awesome.
A bicyclist found the dog wandering the street. It was a white Labrador Retriever where the vehicle was recovered. They called firefighter Otley. He came over from his shift, grabbed the dog, took it back over to the station, and the dog and the owner have been reunited. And I'll tell you what, most service dogs, you know, arson dogs and whatnot, they're pretty well behaved because they have to be because they're around people.
Sure.
I think I'd train that dog a little better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no way that people should have gotten that dog in that vehicle. But a happy ending to what started out to be a sad story. Yep. Because anybody that has a pet knows what things are like when you happen to lose a pet.
Absolutely.
Well, today is Friday, TGIF, August the 7th, the 219th day of 2009. There are 146 days left in the year. And do you know whose birthday it is today, Zep?
Whose?
Writer-producer Stan Freberg, 83 years old.
Stan.
How about this one? Former baseball pitcher Don Larson is 80. The Perfect Game. Remember that?
80?
Yeah, 80.
Already?
Singer. Yep. Singer B.J. Thomas is 67. You know, hooked on a feeling.
Yep.
former diplomat, talk show radio host, and former presidential candidate Alan Keyes, 59. And former country singer Rodney Crowell is 59.
Oh.
That's all today.
Alan Keyes, too.
Yep.
Wow.
Now, also, going back 10 years ago, President Bill Clinton, during a visit to his home state of Arkansas, promised to devote the rest of his presidency to erasing policy. And a little bit earlier, we had the former president down in the area, strolling the streets, come into the door. And I'm not so sure, but remember what the president had to say?
Something about hanging out at the beach and all that.
Yeah, and we asked him if he'd seen Hillary yet, and he said, no, he just got back from North Korea, and he was just relaxing down here, and he'd cross that bridge when he came to it or something like that.
He barely gets to talk to her.
But anyway, a name that you're familiar with, Wade Boggs, became the first player to homer for his 3,000th hit as a Tampa Bay Devil Ray in a 15-10 loss in Cleveland. That was 10 years ago. Today.
Do you know what else happened today in history?
What was that?
Who resigned today?
Who resigned? I don't have any idea.
President Nixon.
Oh, I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook.
I was 3 months old.
3 months old?
Yeah. I was born in 74, so. You
know. Okay, well, I do know that there was, let's see, it was 1998, the terrorist bombs at U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania killed 224 people, including 12 Americans. By the way, we've got that bird that was accused of doing that. We've got him in custody. He may be coming to the United States, you know, just what you want in your backyard, right?
Yeah, yeah, he can hang out, have dinner.
Yeah, okay, well, let's take a look right now. Our temperature is 76 degrees, our time 8:43. Let's take a look now at the stock market, because the market yesterday basically was down in all areas. The Dow Jones finished off 24 points, starting the day at 9256.26. The Standard & Poor's was off some 5 points, starting the day at 997.08. The New York Stock Exchange off 40 points, starting the day at 6517.67. The NASDAQ down 19 points, starting the day at 1973.16. The Amex down 22 points, starting the day at 1696.04. The Russell 2000 down 8 points, starting the day at 557.62. Gold was off $3.50, starting the day at 960.70. Silver was off 11.5 cents, starting the day at 14.638. Crude oil down 3 cents, starting the day at 71.94. However, futures for crude oil next month are as high as $75 a barrel. Not a good thing at all. And orange juice, which is a good thing for the growers down here, up $2.40, $99.95 a barrel. Cattle down slightly to $89.12. And taking a look at 30-year mortgages, they've slipped this week. Rates on 30-year mortgages dipped this week after economic reports came in better than expected. Freddie Mac said the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage rate was 5.22%, down from last week when it was 5.25%. Last year at this time, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage rate averaged 6.52%. The average rate on a 15-year fixed rate mortgage fell to 4.63% from 4.69% last week. And General Motors announced yesterday that they are planning a plug-in hybrid midsize vehicle. General Motors product development chief said a company would introduce a plug-in rechargeable midsize crossover sport vehicle utility, which is going to be similar to the Buick lineup in 2011. It will be about the size of the Chevrolet Equinox SUV and get double the city gas mileage of a similar size conventional SUV. The Buick will have a new plug-in rechargeable version of GM's two-mode hybrid powertrain, now used in larger SUVs and pickup trucks. The current version cannot be recharged by plugging it in. That will be a new change and a welcome change out there. Now, the NASDAQ has made an announcement because the NASDAQ OMX group says that it will stop a practice that gives some brokerage a split-second advantage in buying and selling stocks. The New York Exchange operator is volunteering ceasing this practice, known as flash order trades, on September the 1st. Flash orders given certain members of exchanges direct access to the NASDAQ Direct Edge and BATS allows them the ability to buy and sell order information for millions of milliseconds before that information is made public, which in some cases can make people millions of dollars. And finally, in business news from New York, the Securities and Exchange Commission said that former American International Group CEO Maurice Hank Greenberg has agreed to pay $15 million in a fine to settle fraud charges. The charges are tied to an accountable scandal earlier this decade at AIG that led to Greenberg's ouster in 2005. The SEC also said that AIG's former chief financial officer Howard Smith will pay a $1.5 million fine tied to the investigation, which was tied to insider trading and cooking the books. WSRQ News Time coming up on 8:48 a.m. Here's your last look at traffic and Giuseppe.
Thank you very much, Matt, and good morning, everyone. The Sarasota Manatee County Traffic Update is brought to you by InkToYourDoor.com. Well, let's take a look at all the roads. This is the last one. I-275, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, is backed up still about a half a mile. I-75 north and south is backed up to a speed limit ride, Work crews are finished cleaning up that crash on Bee Ridge Road at the end of the southbound exit ramp coming from the north off of I-75. 41 from Bradenton moving south down to Venison. US 301 North Washington Boulevard is experiencing normal light cycle delays. State Road 70 in Bradenton is moving well east to west. And Fruitville still moving like an accordion on the eastbound side because of left lane paving and those cones in the road. That's your last traffic report this hour. I hope you have a good ride this morning. If we miss traffic, give the station a call. 941-373-1220. I'm Giuseppe for 1220 WSRQ.
Good Lord, don't battle traffic. InkToYourDoor.com delivers eco-friendly service and product at substantial saving. Just $11 for black and $16 for color with free delivery. InkToYourDoor.com, delivering quality, convenience, and more.
It should be mostly quiet in the overnight period with mostly cloudy skies, lots of high humidity. Rain chances are possible on coastal areas in the morning, 77 for a low temperature, but not widespread. 94 a high with a 50% rain chance throughout the day, but mostly in the inland areas in the afternoon. For Saturday, a little more sunshine with a high of 92 degrees, 77 in the morning. Only about a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. That'll cool you off, though. Southeast winds 5 to 10 knots, seas 1 to 2, a light chop on area waters. For 1220 WSRQ, I'm Storm Teammate Chief Meteorologist Steve Jervey.
Wow, you look great. What'd you do?
You mean, what didn't I do?
Did you go on vacation? You're actually glowing.
No, I just made an escape to the Studio Salon and Spa. I started my escape with a new style. Then after learning about the studio's 100% organic product line, I decided to get some highlights and topped off my visit with a mini facial and massage.
Sounds like my kind of escape.
Well, what are you waiting for? Go to thestudiosalonandspa.com and start planning your escape today.
The Studio Salon and Spa, 954-1121. That's 954-1121.
License number CFCO 57648.
Hi, I'm John Miller, owner of Aqua Plumbing and Air. Since I started Aqua 35 years ago, it is amazing how many new inventions have entered the plumbing and air conditioning market in this short time. Innovations such as tankless water heaters, filterless AC systems, motion sensor fixtures, 1.5 gallon toilets and waterless urinals, solar energy, dozens more great ideas. And you can be sure, whatever the latest innovation, Aqua will be the first to test it and carry it. Aqua Plumbing and Air, 366-7676.
Thousands of law-abiding Americans have turned to Power Tax Relief. Honest people just like you, whose circumstances left them owing more taxes than they could pay.
We ended up taking our $140,000 in tax debt and paid it off for $20,000.
They took my $48,000 tax debt down to $400.
Call 1-800-352-6909. That's 1-800-352-6909.
Hungry? What sounds good? How about new classic wings at Checkers? That's right, chicken wings. Just the way you like them. Big and meaty. Sauce and tossed. Serve it up Asian kick. Honey barbecue. Garlic parmesan. Medium buffalo or extra hot angry buffalo. You can get them party sized, family sized, or just enough for you. It's wing heaven for wing lovers. Little place, big taste. That's Checkers.
1220 WSRQ, your home on the Suncoast for Neil Bortz.
I love to make people mad, and this is going to make people mad.
And Clark Howard.
You're going to really smile about what happens with your money.
Where Sarasota comes to talk.
Good morning and welcome to your Suncoast Morning News. I'm your host, Matt Bruce, WSRQ News Time 851. The current temperature here at the Sarasota-Bradenton International Airport, 76 degrees under partly cloudy skies. The visibility is at 10 miles, and the Gulf water temperature remains 88 degrees. Well, Zeppi, do you Twitter?
I do not tweet.
Well, Twitter and tweeting and all that stuff got hacked yesterday, and for hours and hours and hours, people were extremely disappointed because they couldn't tweet. And this also included some Facebook problems. Now, people that were on Facebook had intermittent service problems because they were getting a message that said denial of service.
Me too. I was getting that, and I was told that I wasn't logged online, and I couldn't say hello to anyone.
Well, it wasn't your fault because, get this one, scores of commands were issued to computers at the same time, which prevented legitimate traffic from getting through to Facebook and to Twitter. The attacks appear to have been related to the Russia-Georgia political conflict over in the Soviet Union. So the guys in the Soviet Union were screwing around with Facebook and Twitter, creating a problem.
And they know that that can cripple the United States.
Well, it's been proven that our computer systems over here are accessible. Now, according to Bill Woodlook, who's the research director of the San Francisco-based Packet Clearinghouse, which is a nonprofit group that tracks internet traffic, the Twitter users meant that the outage had, they could not tweet, they could not do their lunch plans, they couldn't do the weather, they couldn't do their private messages back and forth. And the fact of the matter is that while Twitter was down, Facebook went too, and a Google search on Twitter to find out what was going on, which normally would tell you what was going on,
right,
was unavailable. So they had a heck of a mess yesterday.
Yeah, and then I had, like you just said, I had error messages popping up all over my screen.
And that went on for hours.
Yeah, not cool.
All right, well, let's take a look at some news coming out of California, because for those of you that thought the budget crisis in California couldn't get any worse, they are about to release 40,000 prisoners from the California state prison system. And you want to talk about somebody who's really upset over what's going on right now? Try the California State Attorney General, Jerry Brown.
Jerry's angry.
Oh, 40,000 people. And they're being forced by the federal government because of health reasons, health conditions in the hospitals that are or in the prisons that are overcrowded to release those people.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, there's another something that's really interesting. You know how we've got the drill here, drill now stuff going on?
Right.
Well, 28 members of the California State Assembly supported a measure to allow new oil drilling off the Santa Barbara coast, and their votes are nowhere to be found on the state voter database for the assembly. That would have passed a measure which would have allowed more wells to have been drilled off the coast of California. Don't you find that kind of strange?
A little bit.
Now, after the measure failed, these 28 votes would have caused it to pass. And the vote already, the assembly members have expunged the vote altogether, sparing lawmakers running for re-election an official record of their controversial decision, although this would have created new drilling off the coast of California. I wonder if that's going to happen down here.
Hope not.
Now, remember former presidential candidate John Edwards and the former U.S. Senator of North Carolina?
I do.
Well, the ex-mistress of John Edwards spent much of yesterday at a federal courthouse in Raleigh where a grand jury was meeting. At the same time, federal investigators were examining the two-time presidential candidates' personal finances. Now, Rielle Hunter walked into the building. That's the ex-mistress. Walked into the building through a back entrance holding a young child. She left with the child about 9 hours later. Grand jury proceedings, which, of course, are kept secret. And the U.S. Attorney's Office in Raleigh has declined to confirm or deny anything about the investigation. You think Mr. Edwards could be in trouble?
I think so. I mean, if he has some infidelity issues, then I'm not surprised.
This is more than infidelity. This is about money. Now.
Oh, sure. I'm sure he has those problems, too. No one's perfect, but hey.
Let's take a look at this. Do you have a clunker?
No, I just bought my car 3 years ago.
Well, the government's Cash for Clunkers program won a much-anticipated extension last night as the Senate voted to give an additional $2 billion in funding to the popular initiative aimed at boosting stagnant auto sales. The vote was 60-37, and it follows the House approval of a similar measure last Friday and appears to save the government a plan from an unexpected early shutdown of the plan. Now, the White House supports extending the program. New funds are predicted to last until Labor Day, according to Transportation Department officials, and the Cash for Clunkers, which appeared to be in jeopardy last week just days after its official launch, Congress had appropriated $1 billion in the program, which offers vouchers worth up to $4,500 for drivers trading in their gas guzzlers for more fuel-efficient vehicles. But the program has drawn a lot of interest since it almost ran out of money. Meanwhile, everybody's watching very closely because now they think they've got enough money to last till the end of the year and sell some 500,000 vehicles, while most people think it'll be gone by Labor Day. What do you think, Zep? Going to be gone?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
I just can't believe that they still can't figure out how many cars they've sold, let alone where the money is. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah.
But then again, they're going to run the health care program, right?
It's a lot of money to misplace in such a short amount of time.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, it's just amazing the things that you keep hearing about here. All right, WSRQ News Time, 8:56. Are you concerned, Zep, about the Russian subs off the East Coast?
It is a little bothersome. Would you say they're about 12 miles off the coast?
They're actually out there, and we're monitoring their movement because they are, you know, U.S. territorial waters extend 12 miles. So they're outside the 12 miles from shore, the U.S. limit. And we haven't seen Russian submarines in the vicinity of the northeastern part of the United States for several years. It's been quite a while, as a matter of fact. About a decade, according to the Defense Department Press Secretary Jeff Morrell. Now, the New York Times has reported that a pair of nuclear-powered submarines, both of them capable of carrying nuclear missiles, an Akula-class attack boat and a newer Akula-2 variant, have been patrolling off the eastern seaboard for months. Not weeks, months. So
that's
they've been there for a while.
That's too
now, the Northern Command and the North American Aerospace Defense Command said in a statement the submarines were being monitored during transit, and spokesman Morrell made it clear the Defense Department, even though not worried by the incident, was paying close attention, as they say the Russian vessels have remained in international waters. Now, have you ever watched them try to track a sub that's underwater?
I have not. That ought to be. That must be interesting in itself.
Well, they drop these devices into the water, kind of like sonar and you know whatnot, and they track them as they move along.
Mm-hmm.
And they also sometimes the helicopters will fly up and they'll just drop this device down in the water and just sit there and hover over the water while they're listening, pinging down below to see where things are.
Really?
But in the meantime, don't you think we've got some of our vessels and some interesting devices on the ocean bottom that's not watching these guys?
I would say.
Yeah, so, you know, it's all part of what we do.
A little nerve-wracking.
Now, of course, Vladimir Putin, who, by the way, is still part of the show over there,
mm-hmm.
announced the resumption of Cold War-style long-range flights of strategic bombers and undersea ventures, such as what's going on right now back in 2007. So that's just a continuation of the policy that they've got going. WSRQ News Time coming up on, I believe, what is it, 8:59 here?
Yes, sir.
All right, 30 seconds. Fox News coming up. We've had a good time this week on your Suncoast Morning News. We hope that you've enjoyed listening to the reports and some of the breaking news reports that we've given. Tell a friend. We're on every morning from 6 to 9, Monday through Friday, with the latest in local news and sports, weather, traffic on the 12s. And we will be back on Monday right here on 1220 WSRQ Radio with your Suncoast Morning News.
1220 WSRQ, Sarasota, Bradenton, Venice, where Sarasota comes to talk.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The job market may be improving. Unemployment surprisingly dropped last month, and the number of lost jobs less than feared. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live outside an unemployment office in Chicago.
Dave, the Labor Department says there were 247,000 job losses in July, the fewest in a year. The unemployment rate, which analysts expected to jump, fell from 9.5% in June to 9.4% in July. Other encouraging news, workers' hours nudged up after sinking to a record low in June, and paychecks grew after having fallen or staying the same. Some shaky ground, though, still. One of the reasons for the dip, some people have given up even looking for a job. 14.5 million people estimated to be out of work. Dave?
Jennifer, car dealers love hearing this.
This will be a great weekend to go out and buy an automobile.
And Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow hopes it's an American-made one as President Obama today signs the $2 billion more in cash for clunkers. The Senate approved it despite